No, they might have been tolerant enough to
like me. No, I think they liked me. Willie liked me. I can remember people saying, "That's a good boy," and I said, "Hey, Willie,
yeah,
he's a good boy." And that was this gentleman who used to come see my aunt. And I always called. And she got to be my aunt after I got in high school in Dallas, because it just wasn't very proper to say your auntie.
Oh, that's what you call her though when you live with
her. And she was Aunt Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
You know, wasn't no Aunt Dorothy. None of that business.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was Aunt Dorothy.
Aunt, yeah.
That's right. And he was coming to call him to court.
Oh, I see.
Totally illiterate old gentleman, but he was real suave.
Uh-huh.
You know, no matter how illiterate people are, there's always that masculine thing that's got to come out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
He would come by and sit, and she would ask him a question. She said, "Oh, Mr. Fields, have you ever been to some place, you know?" "Yes, Mrs. Giddens. I has been to Galveston, I'm in Galveston, Texas. I was in Galveston, oh, it could have been some time ago." And he was very proper, you know, and he would say, and she would ask him if he had had a certain revelation about something, he'd say, "Oh, I does. I certainly does."
Mm-hmm.
That used to trip me out because I knew better at age 10 than say "I does."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just, I would be, you know, like rolling.
Uh-huh.
And when she would leave and she would say, "What are you doing?" I would say, "I does. I does." Yeah, but he was a real trip to that old man. But he's a very nice man.
Uh-huh.
He always had some magic medical potions, you know. He worked at John Seeley as an orderly, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it was something he always learned how to make when he was down there.
Oh.
And he was coming around with these home remedies made up like they were real laboratory geniuses.
Oh, yeah. God, that's not what they did to you. Did you ever try any of them?
Yeah.
They worked?
They worked.
Can't knock it to work, can you?
My mother told me about some sort of a salve that a lady made. It was made up out of lye, animal fat, coal ashes, and something else. And this person had, during that time, had cancer. And whatever this was that they made up, they applied it to this tumor. And in due time, this thing just lifted up out of the socket, like you cut a corn out. And this person, the doctor said, was going to die within a few days or weeks or whatever. They had no cure. And whatever this was that this lady made up, and she told me how to make that stuff. The same thing with this stuff that I was telling you about this man made up. He made out of grapefruit juice and some other things. And it was not like a laxative, but it had sort of a purifying effect. It cleaned your whole body out. Your elimination would be as black as this feather.
All right.
But it, like high blood pressure, indigestion, that sort of thing, like if a person ate too much and they had what they called back then the colic. And the colic came from eating cabbage and other foods that would spoil real quick, and people would get real sick. But this stuff that this man made up, it would make it even change, make people's complexion better. It got all the impurities out of their body, you know, just like a flushing system. And you'd have to drink this stuff for about a week. And I always said I would remember how to make it, because I know how it made you feel just completely new after you drink it.
Did it taste bad?
It didn't taste good, but it didn't taste like castor or anything. And if you could sweeten that with sugar, I don't know. I just can't remember what it was, but it was
modern medicine, I think.